Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. One of the people I've most enjoyed speaking with off and on over the years is Linda Litvinenko, the Executive Director of Cape Fear Literacy Council. There are lots of changes going on in her life, one of which is taking her out of Wilmington and she's moving away. So we have the pleasure today of saying goodbye to Linda and meeting the new Executive Director of Cape Fear Literacy Council, Susan Pomeroy. So hello to you both and thanks for coming in.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us. This is my favorite radio place to be.
Oh, well, we love having you on the air, Linda. And I have billed this as your swan song, not stopping to think that that means that the swan in Swan Lake is dying.
So these things happen. As my dad used to say, yes, well, these things happen sometimes. But it's okay. I'm going to take it in a spirit of fondness or something.
I meant it that you were gracefully swimming away. I didn't mean that, you know, anything.
Good recovery.
Yeah,
excellent.
I'm doing my
excellent.
Best.
Good job. Good job. But I'm happy to be here. I'm really happy that Susan is here with us today,
too. It's always a relief when you're leaving a job that you've put your heart and soul into to hand it over to someone that you trust and are eager to see take up that work.
She is dynamite.
Good.
Susan will take the Literacy Council to the next tier it needs to go to. She's lovely. She's got a brain and a heart. She's perfect for this job. And soon people will be saying, Linda who?
Aww.
Susan is it. She's wonderful. So I'm very happy that you're meeting her today and she's having a chance to be part of this.
Let's talk, just both of you back and forth. What is the mission of Cape Fear Literacy Council?
Well, our mission is to really eradicate illiteracy in this community. You know, our goal is to provide the kind of individualized services that people need so that they can read well enough and conquer the language challenges well enough so they can reach their potential, you know, for themselves or their kids, their families in the job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an emotional piece to it also, I think, because part of our mission, I hope, will continue to be to let people continue to dream, and reading fuels dreaming.
It does. Oh, that's beautifully put. Well, now,
see?
We know we're in good hands.
I'm eating potatoes, and you've got the dream right here.
I'm liking it. She's bringing us some dessert. I'm all about that.
She's excellent.
Wow. Linda, as you are, well, first of all, what is taking you away from the Literacy Council? I know you're actually moving out of town.
We are. If you remember, you followed the saga over the last 5 years. I married John 5 years ago, and through that marriage, have wonderfully gained 3 adult stepchildren, which now have led to 2 small grandchildren.
Oh,
and that family piece is so important in our lives. So we're moving up to Cary to be a big part of those kids' lives and let them be a big part of ours. And just can't do that commute from Wilmington to Cary every day.
Well, I'm glad that it's a happy reason for you to move out of town. That's
great.
Plus,
it lets me act like a kid.
Isn't that a great thing?
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit before we get into the future of Cape Fear Literacy Council. Is there anything you especially want to highlight, Linda, that has been something you've been proud of or happy about during your time with Cape Fear Literacy Council?
I think all of it has to do with the people that are part of this organization, whether it's the staff, which are so committed and passionate to this work and put their heart and soul into it every day and very expert, they know what they're doing, or the board that has grown to be such a powerful force in helping us reach people, reach our mission, and get the resources we need, all the way to the volunteer tutors, over 200 a year.
Wow.
Students, 500 who knock on our door a year, and watching that learning partnership happen. And the smiles and the light bulbs that come on and just watching the impact. We have more than 100 additional students a year than we had when I started out. And then the community support, you know, having the blessing of you opening your world to us so we can get the message out. Other media folk, corporations, individuals. The community understands now, I think, a whole lot better what we're about and how important literacy is to this community, whether it's a productive workforce, happy families, kids succeeding in school, dreaming, as Susan said, whatever it is. So I think all of the people that have really catapulted us into a higher level of visibility and legitimacy in the community. So people say, you know what? The work they do is really important to every single one of us.
And
just
the
wonderful people I get to see every day.
Yeah, and the need is so great. When you've mentioned statistics before, I've just been blown away.
60,000 in New Hanover County have struggles with the written or spoken word. That's a lot of people. And if you figure every place in your life on a daily basis where you need to make words work for you rather than be a roadblock to you, it's crucial. I didn't get that when I first moved here. I thought, oh, there's probably a few people who need to be able to read a book at night. No, it's survival and it's thriving. And that's why I chose the Literacy Council when I moved back. It's helping people get beyond something that stopped them from reaching happiness and satisfaction and freedom of choice in their lives.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Linda Litvinenko, the outgoing executive director of Cape Fear Literacy Council. And here today is the wonderful woman she's passing the torch to, Susan Pomeroy, the incoming executive director of Cape Fear Literacy Council. Now, Susan, what inspired you to seek this position?
I was really interested always in my life in providing service to other people, and that is a motivating factor for me at all times. And I can't think of a more important set of service work to do than to give people the gift of literacy. So that drew me here. And then I have to say, the Wilmington community is very alluring. Mm-hmm. And I am so honored to be following Linda as the executive director of the Cape Fear Literacy Council, but I'm equally excited about becoming a new member of the Wilmington community.
Where did you move here from?
I came from New York.
You did? And when did you get here?
Yesterday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
She wastes no time.
Wow. And you hit the ground running this morning at 8:30 you started?
Yes, I did.
And the first day we bring her and make her talk on the radio.
And she's doing a great job.
That's great.
People are getting to know her already. I think that's just terrific.
Good.
And it's a pleasure.
Good. Well, this is a little premature, but do you have any sense yet of your plans for the future of the Literacy Council? What you particularly feel is a strength of yours that you bring to this situation?
Well, I come from a very strong marketing background, and so what I would really like to bring to the party at the Literacy Council is really expanding our reach and continuing to build on the tremendous work that Linda's done, but really continuing to reach out into the community and make sure that our mission is understood and that we're delivering the service that we want to deliver and taking down obstacles for folks for getting a hold of our services.
Mm-hmm.
Right on target.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that I think about that I'm always reminded of when we talk about literacy is the simple things like being able to read street signs, being able to walk into a building where you have a job interview and you have to be able to read the signs and know which floor it is you're going to and where the company is where you're going to interview. And also the Literacy Council not only teaches reading skills, but there's English as a second language.
That's correct. That's a huge part of this, too. You know,
I bet.
The Wilmington area has a much larger international population than most people think. I believe last year we had students from 31 different countries in our classroom all over the globe. And imagine if you are trying to talk with someone on the phone or go to your kid's school or buy something at a store. I watched a lady in the post office try to complete a transaction, and it was very difficult because the words weren't there. We teach both sort of general academic reading and writing and speaking and listening, but also the colloquialisms and carry it up, carry it out, put it on, put it under, sort of all of the things that make our language, as you know, work well for us. But if you're coming from a country and those words don't usually go together, how can you deal with water cooler talk at a job or even apply for a job, et cetera? So we deal with kind of the practical every day as much as the you need to read the book and the job descriptions and all of that stuff as well.
And I think one of the great pleasures I know that you've introduced some people to is being able to read stories to their children.
And grandchildren. Well. And a big thing we've done this year, Jamila, you know we have a class that studies a book or a story for about a year and then actually likes to present it to the public, perform, to give back to the council. This year they did poetry. They did poetry, and they found that, and the teacher found that, poetry is a great vehicle for vocabulary and fluency and comprehension and being able to discuss things. Mm-hmm. And they had a wonderful time. They actually wrote their own haiku poem as well and counted out the syllables and put things in the order it needed to go. There's so many wonderful ways to learn, and that's part of what we do at the council is figure out what's going to work for you. Is it poetry? Is it a short story? Is it writing something? A lot of journaling goes on. And we do one-on-one what works for you. And I think that's the reason that whether it's learning the language, English language, or learning reading as somebody who knows the language, why we're so successful.
Well, Linda, it has been wonderful to have you in our community and do the great work you've been doing at Cape Fear Literacy Council. I'm delighted that the reason you're moving to Cary is because you have grandchildren you're eager to spend time with and your wonderful husband, John. And Susan, welcome to Wilmington. I hope you love it, and I hope that it loves you right back and you enjoy your new work at Cape Fear Literacy Council.
Thank you so much.
A star is born right here.
There you go.
She's it. Thank you for having us, and thank you for all you have done year after year after year to help the Literacy Council and the other nonprofits in this community.
You know, it's one of the things I love about doing these interviews, that when people support WHQR, they support all the nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that's most visibly happening is through, or I should say auditorially happening, is through these interviews, as people get to hear about all the great work that goes on in our community.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Love you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss you.
I miss you, too. This is WHQR.